If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. She joins us every Friday. How are you, Elise?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What's happening with the stock market?
Oh, it's red everywhere, everywhere, everywhere today. I mean, the Russell 2K, which has been doing well in the red, NASDAQ down almost 2.5%, S&P down almost 2%, and the Dow Jones down 600 at 1.5%. But I'll tell you, I'm feeling encouraged because, boy, during the middle of the day, the Dow was down almost 1,000 points. And that was really scary. And it feels like by the end of the day, everybody said, what are we doing here? We still had jobs that, you know, job number was positive, 114,000 jobs. And, you know, the reason that the unemployment rate rose is that all these people, like over 400,000 new people, came into the market looking for jobs. So I think that people started to talk themselves off the ledge by the end of the day, and they said, oh, heck, let's just go start Friday.
So it's going to get better.
I think it's going to get better. I mean, let's think about sort of where we've come this year. You know, even with today, the Dow is already up 5% for the year. It's up 12.5% from a year ago. Right? That's pretty good. And the S&P 500 is still up 12% year to date, right, since January. And NASDAQ is still up almost 12% year to date. And so then it sounds a whole lot better when you think to yourself, oh, we're just back to where we were, say, in, you know, just before June.
Yeah, but you called it market hysteria.
Yeah, well, I think it was a little bit. People were really hysterical. They looked at this number and they thought it should have gone up instead of 114,000 jobs. It should have been somewhere around 179,000 jobs. And it's true. You know, it's a little bit of a weaker trend. But boy, this is what the Federal Reserve has been going for. And I think where the hysteria came in is everybody said, has the Fed missed the boat? You know, they had the meeting this week. They said it's looking like September. We're not comfortable yet, but it's looking like we're going there. But they, you know, once the stock market feels like you've missed the boat, then, oh no, all heck is going to break loose and we're going to have a big recession and the world is ending and Chicken Little is running around with her head cut off and all of that.
Right. And we know that's rare. You know, that any of that is going to come to fruition. Has it in the past? Yes. But at this moment, do you think we're at risk?
No. Of a recession? I don't think so. Although I have to tell you, there are some people who are saying that, you know, we're already in a recession. And, there have been people who've been saying that to us for the last 2 years.
Right.
You know, 2023, we were going to have a huge recession, remember? And in 2022, we was like, oh, well, we're going to have a recession at the end of that year. We haven't had one. And in fact, since at least January of 2022, we have had positive growth in the jobs market. And for my money, Lisa, until the jobs market really collapses, this is not what I would call a collapse, you're still making jobs. But if it did, then I'd be a whole lot more concerned that maybe we were heading into a recession.
And it certainly hasn't influenced people's spending. I mean, all the talk about gloom and doom hasn't reached, I mean, people complain about spending, but they're still spending.
Yeah, people are still spending. And the jobs that were created, I just want to, you know, kind of talk about this a little bit, were really well-paying jobs. You know, we weren't looking at part-time jobs, you know, pulling lattes, right? Healthcare led the field again, adding another 55,000 jobs to the payroll. Well, healthcare jobs typically are pretty good, right? It's nurses and it's doctors and it's physician's assistants and it's, you know, all of those kinds of people. Those are all really solid jobs. They earn typically, you know, well into the five figures, you know, maybe even as much as six figures. And for some of them, those physician's assistants are all starting at around $90,000 to $110,000 a year. Really solid jobs. But we also saw 25,000 construction jobs. Those are good paying jobs too. 17,000 government jobs, and that's local governments or state governments, typically not federal government. And then we saw 14,000 in transportation and warehousing. Not surprising given how many things we're ordering online that have to be delivered. And honestly, Lisa, every time I go by the old Allstate facility, the one in Northbrook that has, I think it's like 357 acres, and it's all going to be built as a massive transportation hub, you start to understand just how solid and huge that industry is.
Right. Now, you know, you're up there. You've seen the big Wayfair, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so huge. And then they announced they're building a Wayfair outlet in Naperville. And then yesterday, the Wayfair CEO says demand for home goods, the demand are at, quote, great financial crisis levels.
Right, because nobody's buying houses. And you see that also in the number of transactions out there. So last month in June, we had the lowest level of homes being bought and sold in like 25 years. And that's a function of high interest rates, so the interest rates have to come down. But also, there's just not a lot to buy in the marketplace. I was talking with somebody today who lives in Lincoln Park, on kind of the western edge of Lincoln Park, and he said, you know, in our neighborhood, if you want to sell your house, all you have to do is tell a few of your neighbors, and then you have a really high list price. You tell everybody to bring their best offer. He said there's a line around the block, and you end up getting between 10 and 20% over whatever your list price is. Now, that just tells me the market is super strong in parts of Chicago. Even here, right, where you and I have talked for a while about how we're not doing as well as many, many other parts in the country, we're still doing fine. That just tells me there's not enough homes for sale. So we've either got to build them or encourage people to move.
Right. And that's just it. I mean, I have friends who have had their homes for sale, and they don't last but a minute.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, Wayfair is not doing well, and why we're having trouble with, you know, real estate brokers and the title companies. You know, when you move into a new house, right, whether it's brand new, like new construction, or it's just new to you, the first thing you do is you hire a painter or you get some new carpet and you decide your furniture looks awful and old and you go and order some new stuff on Wayfair. You do all these things to sort of make your house look as close to, you know, an HGTV TV show as you can. And that really pumps up the economy. That's why historically real estate has accounted for over 6% of our national economy. And that's a really big chunk. But when you're not buying and selling houses, then you don't need as much carpet, you don't need as much paint, and you don't need the furniture and all the furnishings and things that IKEA and Wayfair and Crate and Barrel and all of those kinds of companies sell. And then that moves into manufacturing. And that's really how, you know, a waterfall economy works, right? It kind of bubbles up in one area, but you need all these other industries to feed into it, including transportation, where somebody's got to drive your new sofa right into your living room.
Yeah, we're thankful for that.
So, yes, I would hate to lift it from the front steps as well.
Yes.
But my point is that we're going to get past this, whatever this is. We're on our way towards a smoother economy. We've had a strong economy. It's calming down a little bit, but that just means that interest rates will come down. And I think we're going to see some movement before the end of the year. And what happened today is, instead of just factoring in that the Fed is going to lower interest rates a quarter of a basis point, now it's like, oh, they're going to do a double one. It's going to be 50 basis points. And that's the reaction to the market. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. But remember, you don't have any losses in the stock market until you sell your stock. So hang on.
Absolutely. Elise Glink, thinkglink.com. Sign up for her newsletter and have a beautiful weekend.
Hey, you too, Lisa.
It's 3:28. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.